Massive population growth in the Moncton and Shediac area could mean extra students for Dorchester Consolidated School and Port Elgin Regional School next year. A suggested boundary change for Dorchester would see between 39 and 73 new students next fall, a significant increase for the small school, which this year had 94 students enrolled. Port Elgin Regional School could see between 63 and 100 additional students next year, also a big increase from the school's current enrollment of 180 students. Anglophone East Superintendent Randolph McLean presented the possible changes to the Anglophone East District Education Council at their March meeting, along with other boundary change suggestions. He told council that schools like Shediac Cape and Lou McNairn have had to bring in portables and use common school spaces for classrooms. The council voted to bring the suggestions to a public consultation.
These are ideas and thoughts and wonders and possibilities that we put together. We do not have monopoly on good ideas. If there's better ideas, this is not written in stone. This is given what we know today, what potential options are.
In addition to the suggested boundary changes to redistribute students to less crowded schools, like Dorchester and Port Elgin, the school district has also requested new schools in both Shediac and Dieppe. The Shediac school is approved and is expected to be built by September 2024 at the earliest. The new Port Elgin students would be coming from Shediac Cape School, a kindergarten to grade 12 Anglophone school on the western side of Shediac. The boundary change would mean kids living east of Grand Barachois or as far as Parley Beach would be bused westward to Port Elgin instead of heading east to Shediac Cape. Dorchester Consolidated would take kids in the Memramcook area up to Dover Road, who are currently being bused to Lou McNairn School in Dieppe. The increased student catchment area for Port Elgin and Dorchester would also mean more students for Tantramar Regional High School. Council member Dominic Vautour echoed the idea that the proposed boundary changes were not a done deal, but also that some sort of action was necessary.
But the point of the consultations is we need to hear from the public. We're not just going to push through and do this. Mm-hmm. We really need your input and hopefully get some buy-in. We're not doing this because we want to. We really don't want to do this, but we have to. I mean, our schools are bursting at the seams.
McLean said that since 2018, the Anglophone East student population has grown by nearly 2,500 students. Some but not all schools in Tantramar have seen increases. The largest increase has been at Marshview Middle School, which has 39 more students this year than it did in 2018. Dorchester's student population has also grown with 23 more students than in 2018. Port Elgin has 13 more students, and Salem and Tantramar High have nearly the same number, though populations have fluctuated from year to year.